During the summer, Wakulla Springs State Park is full of swimmers, cooling off in the near 70-degree water. But in the winter, when temperatures drop, park visitors turn their attention to something different.
Wakulla Springs, we're now boarding for the 1130 Riverboat Cruise. Please meet your captain on the patio. This is your boarding call for the 1130.
The spring's consistent temperatures draw manatees during the cooler months. And a riverboat tour gives spectators a chance to spot the gentle giants along with alligators, anhinga, and other native wildlife. But Dana Bryan, a retired Florida Park Service worker, says state officials are considering a plan that could change that.
If duck hunting were allowed in the Wakulla River, you wouldn't see wildlife here anymore. The wildlife would all be scared away. So hunting does decrease the ability for people to see wildlife. In places that aren't hunted, people can see wildlife because wildlife doesn't flee from people as much. So that's what's important in state parks.
Activists like Brian are working to raise awareness about state talks they say could lead to hunting, logging, and agricultural activities on state lands. It's something they say could discourage tourists from enjoying one of the state's main draws, the environment. And Madeline Fox, who's visiting Wakulla Springs from South Carolina, says a change like that would be enough to make her reconsider her trip to the park.
I don't think state parks were established for hunting and grazing of animals. I think there are other places. They're hunting grounds, hunting areas specifically for hunting. So let the animals be hunted there. Let the state parks be more for people, families. State parks to me are more of an education and experience.
Activists are concerned about a bill that's currently moving through the legislature. David Colin is a lobbyist for the Sierra Club of Florida.
We are particularly concerned with the use of the language in the bill with respect to the state parks and the issue of adding the hunting, the grazing, and the timbering. That's an issue that my folks are very concerned with.
Florida Department of Environmental Protection officials say there are no current plans to expand grazing or commercial timbering at state parks. But conservationists are worried a pair of bills that deal with state lands could have a big impact on state parks. Under the legislation, any state-owned land that isn't meeting its short-term goals could be declared surplus land and become available for private purchase. Some are worried that could apply to state parks. And lawmakers like Coconut Creek Democratic Representative Kristen Jacobs says that plan isn't very forward-thinking.
Our conversations in this state and this legislature, and since Amendment 1 was passed, seemed to be at one point about not acquiring more land, that we can't take care of that which we already have, so why are we going to acquire more? Now we seem in this bill, partially, and where I have such concern, to be transitioning to jettisoning land because we don't have the ability to take care of what we already have, and we need to get rid of some of these lands, or what we're calling surplusing.
And Jacob says with millions of dollars earmarked by the voter-approved Amendment 1 for environmental spending, that doesn't make sense.
But I see language here that talks about, for example, surplusing properties if, in fact, they're not meeting their short-term goals. And that seems to me, that's where you kind of start to lose me. That seems to me an opportunity to allow us to get rid of land rather than to understand why are we not meeting the short-term goals. Are the goals inappropriate? Are we starving them of the resources it takes for them to be able to meet those short-term goals?
Meanwhile, lawmakers behind the bill say they're ready and willing to work with stakeholders as the measures move forward. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.